Well, Mr. Staines, here we are standing in one of these MB buses. What are they, in fact, used for by London Transport at the moment?
London Transport use this type of vehicle basically for heavily used passenger routes from our mainline railway termini to the, for example, the main centres of shopping in London and also in the City of London with the office populations there. They are also used in some of our more densely trafficked suburban areas as well.
Now, we're standing at the front of the bus, and we've got the front entrance here. There's another exit further down the bus, isn't there? It's one man operated, and you have an exit and an entrance, don't you?
Yes, this is to speed up the movement of passengers both in and out of the vehicle. And also, many of the this type of bus, of which there are about 500, this particular length, which is 36 feet, approximately 11 metres, provide in the forward area of the bus for passengers to stand rather than sit. So it is, in our usage anyway, a fairly short journey type of bus. But we find very successful for moving large quantities of people over short distances.
Why are you getting rid of them then? Why do you want to sell them?
The basic problem we found with operating this bus is, frankly, its length. We bought them initially in they entered service in 1968 onwards, over a period of about a year or 18 months. And we wanted to find a bus that had sufficient carrying capacity to take the place of some of our older double-deck vehicles, and also gain for us the operating advantages of one-man operation in the vehicle. So, in short, we find the bus at 36 foot in length is too long now for our London operation because of our crowded streets, the street furniture, the route planning, and after we'd taken in about 500 of these buses, we did come to a design decision to reduce the length down to 33 feet. And we will certainly continue to run on for the rest of their normal service life about 700 or 800 more of this general type of bus, but in their 33 foot length as opposed to the 36 foot length.
So they're only 7-8 years old, these buses. They must have quite a long running life ahead of them.
We believe they have. We ourselves in London Transport are going to continue to run at least 75 of exactly this type of vehicle for the usage, as I've explained before, from the mainline railway stations. And we do think that the vehicle in an urban, a city operation can have many more years of useful life, both in its public service role or indeed for any other transport operator who wants to move people maybe around sports complexes or some other feature.
Do you think there have been any restrictions on their use in, say, developing countries? For example, I noticed the bus is rather close to the ground. I mean, roads might not be very good.
Yes, I think this could possibly be a problem. The bus is deliberately designed in London to have a low ground clearance so that we can achieve the very minimum of step height for people to board the bus, for elderly people and children. So I think that in a situation where the road surface was very uneven or even possibly very heavily cambered at the edges of the road, this might present operating difficulties.
It's also, of course, not a double-decker bus, and I think most people think of London buses as double-deckers. Aren't you going to have a problem selling the bus in this respect?
Yes, it's a matter of information, I think, and we're trying to tackle it in this way by having mounted an advertising campaign throughout the right-hand drive countries of the world to tell them that we do have approximately 400 of these vehicles now available or becoming available for sale. And making the point in our advertisement, which has been placed in a number of journals, and also by a brochure that we have produced that describes the vehicle in some detail.
Well, can I say the best of luck in selling them? Which countries do you think might be most interested? And have you had any inquiries so far?
We're quite encouraged by the responses so far from the advertising campaign. In fact, we have had very nearly 150 responses already. I think the interest must mainly come from countries that drive on the same side of the road as we do in this country. And interest has already come quite strongly through from Australia, some parts of the Far East, some parts of Africa, and some parts of the Caribbean as well.
Right, well, that's it. Let's climb down out of the bus and let them drive it away.